Today's scripture can be found in 1 Corinthians 12:27-28. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having the gifts of healing, those with the gifts of administration, those speaking in different tongues.
Father, I thank you for the diversity that can be found in the body of Christ. I thank you, Lord, that we are all united in you. I praise you, Father, for the gifts that you have given to me. You are so gracious, and I ask that you renew us through the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Amen.
Today, think about it. You have unique gifts to bring to the work of Christ. You are equipped with different gifts than I am. No one else can do exactly the work you need to do for Jesus that you've been called to do. Think about it. I don't have your gifts, and you don't have mine. But without the both, we can't accomplish what the Word needs.
Today's action. In prayer today, ask God to reveal to you your own unique gifts, and then submit yourself to Him and allow Him to use those gifts for His work. Today's treasure is found in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which have been done, but according to His mercy, He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Think about it today. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. What would you do if parts of your body didn't function? Your fingers just stopped working. Your eyes refused to open one day. Your mouth said, "No, I'm not going to eat." See, we all have a job to do for the kingdom. And I honestly believe Christ would have come back a whole lot sooner if we had done it.